The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Jess Kelly is with me, and Jess, we are going to talk about two devices.
Yes.
The first, a phone.
So the first one is a Nokia phone. So as regular listeners to the show will know, we've spoken about Nokia quite a bit over the last wee while. So Nokia, the makers of the Nokia 3310, they were the kings of the mobile phone market. They disappeared, and now the brand is back under the name HMD Global. That's the company that are manufacturing these phones. The device we have in studio this week is the Nokia 3.1. I'm going to pass it to you there now, Pat, okay. And you can have a look at it. So it's a nice small phone. It's a 5.2-inch display, full HD, really nice in the hand. It's funny that I've been using the Note 9 for the last little while, which has a 6.4-inch screen. So going back to a 5.2-inch screen, it feels tiny.
To give people a sense of it, I mean, which Apple generation would be that the same size?
It's around the same size as the iPhone 4. So if you remember the iPhone 4.
But a lot slimmer.
A lot slimmer than the iPhone 4. So the iPhone 4 was kind of the little boxy one. So it's in and around the same size. Internally, you've got everything you want. There's an octa-core chipset. There's a 13-megapixel autofocus rear camera, which is very nice. Also a wide selfie lens as well. So for if you are a student and you're heading to college, the selfie camera is more important than any other feature on a phone. All of this for €140, which is not too shabby at all.
And who do you buy that from?
So you can buy it from Three at the moment. It will be coming to Vodafone very shortly. And you can also buy the Nokia devices on the Nokia website.
And how much does it cost if you buy it without any connection to a supplier?
So if you can buy it SIM-free, it's in and around, at the moment they only have the sterling prices up, but it looks in and around the same
okay.
price. So, you know, if you don't want to be associated with any particular network, if you're already on one, buy it from the Nokia website. That's a good tip for anybody who is buying some of the higher end phones. If you don't want to get into a lengthy contract, just buy it directly from the Nokia website,
okay,
and you're
generally
laughing.
Cost you a bit more though, but in this case no.
No, in this case no. Also, I didn't mention there's 2 gigs of RAM and 16 gigs of storage built in. So again, if you don't want to break the bank, I think €140 is a decent price point for this. I was really impressed by it,
phone.
I have to say. Yeah, so there you are.
It's lightweight, slim, fits in the pocket.
And it runs Android, so that's the Nokia 3.1.
And you know, if you lose it during Freshers Week, it's not...
It's not the end of the world.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, now the other device you have is a small device. What is it?
It's so small that when I was coming into studio, I couldn't actually find it. So this is the, it is a device by Alcatel, and it's called the Vodafone V-Bag. And it's a MoveTrack GPS tracker. So the idea is this little device can slot into your backpack, into your handbag, anything like that. And you will be able to pair it to your phone. It pairs using an app called MoveTrack. So it's Alcatel technology. And it's very clever. So it has a 4-day battery life. So you pop it into your bag, right?
Let's see how big it is.
It's a little bit bigger than a stamp, but it's a little bit, it's a good bit chunkier.
It's chunkier than that. It's, I'm trying to think what would be.
Is it Matchbox? It's like a little bit like shorter than a Matchbox, but it's that kind of chunkiness. But I have to say, it's really nice. It comes with this hideously blue, bright strap that you can strap onto the handlebars of one of your bags, and you can then pair it up. The only thing I will say, right, it has a 4-day battery life. It uses GPS or Wi-Fi, and there's a virtual fence. So if you step out of a zone, you'll get a notification. What happens if you forget to charge it on day 4 and then your bag goes walkies? I have this, and I know it's such a me problem, but I am so tired of having a million different things to charge in my life. Because if you think about it, we have phones, we have tablets, we have wearables, we have, like, I was reviewing a wearable on the show last week and I charged it last night and I forgot to put it on again this morning. So that's my only sort of quibble on this one, I have to say. It is an affordable device in that it's €60, but then to use the tracking service, you have to pay €3 a month. So it's a subscription, €3 a month. But if you are prone to losing your bag, your backpack, whatever you have yourself, it's definitely worth checking out.
Okay, now the questions are flooding in. I recently took redundancy from my job and for the first time in my life, I have to buy myself a computer or laptop without the help of the IT department.
Oh, no.
What I need is Word, Excel, internet browsing and storage for photos and the ability to save photos to an external memory stick and potentially DVD also. I want to write a book, so it should have decent enough storage capacity. A laptop would be my preference. I'd appreciate your assistance to find an affordable laptop that will meet my needs. That's from Emma. So she needs a DVD writer, obviously.
Yeah, and that's going to be the hardest thing to track down. So all of those other things are easy to find. The DVD writer is very tricky to find. You can buy external drives. So what I'd recommend you do is get a really good laptop that can tick all of the other boxes, because you only say potentially a DVD. So this obviously isn't a key priority. So I would look at something like the Acer Aspire 3. It's the 14-inch laptop we had in studio last week. It's $479 at the moment, and it will do all of those. Before you spend a cent on buying Microsoft Office, however, I'd urge you to try and sign up to a Google account and use Google Docs. That'll give you access to a free version of Word, Excel, PowerPoint, anything you could potentially need. See if that'll do the job for you before you go spending the 100 or so quid on Microsoft Office. And as I said, it'll tick all the other boxes for you.
Next one, ask Jess if my iPhone 6S can be fixed. It won't hold a charge and drains the battery very quickly. It's driving me mad. That's from Tony.
I did not know this, but yes, you can. So there are a number of outlets around the country that are changing the batteries for you. So there is a charge. If you aren't one of the iPhone customers that were impacted by sort of the brain drain on the iPhone 6, you can go in. I think it's around 80 quid. But if you're going to get this done, I would highly recommend you go to a premium Apple retailer. So somewhere like CompuBee, Back from the Future, Harvey Norman, all of those outlets are official retail partners with Apple, so they can do a proper job and hopefully get your iPhone 6 back to life.
How much should it cost me to have a virus or scam of some sort cleaned from my laptop? From Frank in Waterford.
So again, before you spend a cent, have a go. Download the AVG cleaner. This is antivirus software. It's completely free. You download it onto your device and it'll do a comprehensive scan of any scams that'll be on your device. And then you can run the cleaner and it will get rid of them. If you're not confident in doing that, it does tend to vary. Again, if you want to email in some more details about the type of virus or scam you're concerned about to patkenny@newstalk.com, I can advise you further. But it does sort of vary depending on the severity of the cause.
My daughter is doing general engineering at UCC. What is the best laptop for her college work? That's from Kay in County Limerick.
So, okay, I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head if engineering is one of the courses that has specific software requirements. It may well be. So just double check with the college beforehand if she will be using a particular piece of software. If not, take a look at something like the Lenovo IdeaPad 330. This is a 15.6-inch screen device. It comes in at less than €600 at the moment, and it would have all the spec you require to run any basic college course. So there you are.
Okay, quick one now, the final one really, because I want to play a little bit of audio I have. New screen fitted to my Samsung S4. It's a generic screen and now the phone gets very hot when I'm using it, and also the battery life is shorter. Could this be caused by the screen, and should I get a genuine Samsung screen?
Yes. Okay. I would always recommend you get genuine parts on any device when you are changing them out, because the generic ones, while they'll fit and do the job, you are running a risk. So absolutely go to a Samsung retailer and get it swapped out as soon as possible.
Okay, Jess, lots more questions coming in. We don't have time for them, but you'll deal with them on Tech Talk on Sunday.
Yes, indeed.
One presumes. Mm-hmm. And that is happening at
Sunday at 6 p.m. or podcast first on Friday from noon.
On Fridays. Very good. Jess Kelly, thank you very much.